Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hello everybody, welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello.
And a massive thing happened last night, and it wasn't the debut of P mechanics in Death Stranding.
What? What do you mean it's not the P mechanics?
I know, the biggest thing happened outside of the live stream, which is that Sony have bought Insomniac altogether.
You were doing a live stream, and I think I messaged you on WhatsApp or something, just being like, Scott, Sony has bought Insomniac.
And I was
finally.
Like, I'm waiting for Death Stranding, I can't pay any more attention to other things. But yeah, after 20 years of Insomniac being active and doing all sorts of different games that a lot of people associate with PlayStation, they were never first-party studio. They were never fully owned by Sony. And Sean Layden's been out there talking to various outlets, including the Hollywood Reporter, as to the realities of buying a studio like that this far into the game and why they did it now and whatever. But what was your initial reaction to it?
Very, very positive. Because although Microsoft have been snapping up studios across the board, which I'm sure we'll get to, Sony have been kind of quiet. They've just been relying on their admittedly stellar portfolio of studios. But I always felt like Insomniac, as much sense as it makes for them to buy them, a part of me wondered whether it would ever actually happen, because they've had a partnership, like Sean Layden said, for about 20 years now, and it hasn't happened up until now. So I wonder what changed to kind of spark them actually acquiring the studio for good and bringing them under.
Now, there are some hilarious quotes. He's not meant to be, not trying to be hilarious, but Mr. Sean Layden, like I said, in an interview with the Hollywood Reporter, they literally just asked, like, why now? And I will just quote Mr. Sean Layden. He said that Insomniac are a very rare bird, and we felt that this was the time to formalise the relationship. It was the time to formalise the relationship.
I love Sean Layden.
He's a good man.
I think he's a great man. But I don't know why interview he sort of came across as a strange robot man.
It's like how Kojima would have wrote him. Like, if Kojima was going to write a Sony representative, it would be him. But yeah, he's basically got to the whole idea that obviously Insomniac are incredibly viable, incredibly valuable, especially coming off Spider-Man.
Yes.
Which just broke a whole bunch of sales records. It did at launch as well, but it's now come over. It's now one of the most, if it not is the most profitable.
It is the highest selling superhero video game of all time, with just under 14 million copies.
That's what it was. So it could be entirely financially motivated in terms of this stuff, but I think it's worth pivoting into the fact that going forward into the next generation, at least as far as, like, I'm kind of reading the road kind of thing, I think we're going to go back to the age of exclusives like we had when a lot of us were growing up, where something like Final Fantasy was associated with PlayStation, and obviously Halo and everything was on the Xbox and whatever. But a lot of those studios, like Final Fantasy, for example, a lot of those franchises were associated with one company, even though they weren't owned by that company.
Yeah.
But in the era as we're going into with streaming, I think it's going to be on companies like Sony, Microsoft, enough, you know, people with the cash, Google Stadia or whatever, to buy up different companies to make sure that their streaming offering is loaded with developers that are then associated with their brand overall.
Yeah, definitely. I think over the past generation, because at the start of it, I felt like we were getting away from exclusives that really mattered. But then over the course of this generation, it's really been dominated by Sony and their approach to, you know, these huge tent poles that are entirely exclusive to the PlayStation. They've all been really great games. They've all sold astronomically well. Like, also, even regarding Spider-Man, which is already a big brand, Days Gone is like the second highest selling game in the UK of the entire year, which is ridiculous. So I do feel like, especially as we go into the next generation and the consoles themselves come close together in parity, because there isn't really, at least from what, they haven't been unveiled yet, but from what both studios have been talking about, the specs of both the next Xbox and the next PlayStation are very similar. They're all pursuing a similar dream, and I feel like what's going to separate these two big behemoths going forward will be even more so than usual, the exclusives.
So what's really interesting as well is that obviously with Spider-Man, talking about the early demos for the PS5, because it has been shown off to very select crowds of people to sort of get some different reactions and show off the new tech, which is one of the big things is that they're minimizing load times. The game that they showed that off with was Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because they said that, you know, if you play Spider-Man right now on your PS4 or whatever, I forget what the exact comparison was, but it's something like 2 minutes is what it takes to load from the main menu into New York. That was reduced down to something like 0.8 seconds
something like
ludicrous.
Yeah.
And it seems like they're sort of prioritizing that, but clearly you know, Sony's devs or whatever, the hardware team, are very familiar with Spider-Man, which kind of lends weight to the idea that they've been eyeing up this Insomniac acquisition for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Which kind of makes sense. Another thing on the Insomniac front is just that Sean Layden was asked about the reality of all the different IPs that you know, they have going forward, and something like Sunset Overdrive.
This
which
is good.
Most of the time you forget even exists.
You know what, it was fine, but yeah, no one really played it.
No, and so like obviously it was the Insomniac's big exclusive for the Xbox One, which, you know, Insomniac won't be doing anything else for the Xbox One, but the reality of more Sunset Overdrive stuff, he was asked about that stuff as well, and he said that we'll look at what Insomniac want to walk into the fold with.
Brilliant.
If they have ideas around new game concepts, which every team does, we'll look forward to, with great anticipation, to what the future brings. But he referred to Sunset Overdrive as something that Insomniac sort of did, like it was just, you know, they had fun with that and we're moving forward with our sort of stuff. But I do think that considering, you know, Sony's overall artistic direction, it seems to prioritize creative visions.
Yeah,
they don't
definitely
seem to have a stranglehold on stuff like the likes of EA do or whatever. So I assume that they, you know, they've brought them in and they'll just let them do whatever new IP they have.
That's the cool thing about Sony. Even though a lot of their big sort of studios that they own have obviously produced franchises, we've had Infamous, we've had God of War, we've had Uncharted, but there always comes a time where they allow those studios to do something new. So we're going to get Ghost of Tsushima, we had obviously Horizon Zero Dawn, we even had Naughty Dog doing The Last of Us.
Yeah.
We've always had that space for them to grow and create brand new things, and I like that Insomniac now sort of have that. It's not like they've been tied to franchises in the past, but now they get to create those Spider-Man, but then also get to, you know, they have the backing and the resources to kind of create whatever they want, because
it's
that's
like
the best thing for me, sorry.
Oh yeah, totally.
About them partnering with Sony, because Sony have such a great sort of heritage when it comes to the technology that they're working with. All their first party studios are working with the most cutting edge graphical technology that makes these absolutely mind-blowing games. And now that Insomniac has access to that, it can only, for me, mean that their games will get better.
Plus, I mean, right now, there's a whole bunch of conversations industry-wide about the reality of business versus creativity, and so many different companies, especially the publishers, double down on the business side of it. You see it with EA, you see it with Activision, or whatever, and like, I think that Sony are making a play for the creative side of things. Like, I mean, even last night during Gamescom, the first Sony-branded trailer was this thing called Erica, which was an FMV game, which was hilarious at the time for being like, oh, it's a new Sony PS4 exclusive.
Like,
oh, it's an FMV game. I mean, I like FMV games, but whatever. But the point that I'm making is that I think looking at the way that Sony are positioning themselves, especially this generation, is that they've doubled down on the creativity aspect. Something like Death Stranding would never get greenlit by EA or Activision.
Yeah.
Or old school Ubisoft from a few years ago. Because it is just, it's that creative vision, it's an artistic vision, just blown up as much as possible. And I think that that's what Sony's, like, that's what they're trying to build an identity on. Especially if you look back across previous generations and the exclusives that came with them. The PS3 had very little outside of Uncharted, and like Lair, and whatever. There was very, very little. And there was Haze, which didn't do very well. But I think with the PS4, I remember there was an older interview, I think it was with Sean Layden as well, where he said, we finally realized the value of our exclusives.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and you can tell, like, obviously recruiting someone like Insomniac, they're only ever going to pump out quality exclusives, and they're already associated with a whole bunch of franchises from PlayStation's past, so it makes sense.
Well, it's been very fascinating how those exclusives have sold this generation, because in the past, they were kind of lost leaders. You would put them out as kind of these major killer apps that were there to ship consoles, and that's still the case, but now they are also selling ridiculously well in their own right. The fact that Spider-Man sold 13 million copies, that in itself is going to make the studio a lot of money, not even taking into account how many PlayStation 4s that helped ship. So
true.
It is, they're kind of doubling down on it because now they're getting profits from both ends. Not that they didn't before, but it felt rarer before to have a game that was selling in the tens of millions of copies when it was a sole exclusive like that.
It has a weird knock-on effect in terms of going forward for just, it's making me think because Crystal Dynamics put out the full footage during Gamescom of the Avengers opening mission. And there's obviously that whole thing going forward about the Marvel gaming universe and like how can they even do Spider-Man if he belongs to Sony or whatever. But you think about the way that Sony have treated the Spider-Man IP across the last few years, they've sort of loaned him out to the MCU. But with their acquisition of Insomniac, it makes it even more, I don't know, tantalizing, but also possibly never going to happen that this now Sony character, or this, you know, even more Sony affiliated character might be in someone else's game.
Yeah,
maybe.
It depends how they handle it. Like you said, in the movie sort of universe. universe, he has been loaned out. I wonder if they're going to do that now in the gaming universe. It would assumedly be more difficult. But then at the same time, you would assume that, at least from my knowledge, when Sony makes second-party games, which is what Insomniac was before they've just been bought, they own the IP anyway, so I'm not sure if much would even change.
That's what I'm thinking, though. Like, if they also, this is like a, it's like a double get for Sony, because Spider-Man used to be associated with the PS3. When the first logo came out for the PlayStation 3, it was the same font that was on, PlayStation 3. It was the same font that was on the old Sam Raimi movies. So it was always this sort of, you know, this sort of, I don't know, connection between Spider-Man and PlayStation hardware. And now they've kind of got that spiritual successor again, because they've recruited the team that just made Spider-Man. And as much as they wanted Spider-Man to be associated with them in the movie movie universe, that's kind of more so now in the gaming front. Because obviously, you know, they're leading with the fact that Spider-Man sold a whole bunch and now he's ours.
Well, that's it. Spider-Man is essentially becoming a mascot for PlayStation, which, you know, I kind of feel a bit bad about, because I want everyone to play the Spider-Man games. But at the same time, that is an undeniably huge get for Sony. And I think when it comes to Insomniac games, I think they can only benefit from this partnership, because as much as I hate to admit it, the industry at the moment just kind of doesn't support independent studios as successful Insomniac as much as they used to do, because Insomniac are known for big blockbuster releases and funding them while you're an independent studio is very, very difficult. So now that they have this kind of security in place, to me that can only be a good thing, because otherwise, like you said, they would eventually, inevitably, as tragic as it is, have to go down the more kind of formulaic route with EA or something like that, where they have to partner up with someone else and create games that a lot of the big publishers today aren't even interested in sort of creating.
Yeah, which, I mean, like, for me, I think there's a business reality to, or there's a financial reality to going down the more creative route, the whole for the gamers thing. I mean, look at these, like, again, Death Stranding is such a massive example of how much money Sony will put behind something that to this day, we barely know what it's about. Like, you know, you can pick and choose different things and try and get an idea of it, but it's nothing compared to how much is out there for something like a Ghost Recon or, you know, any sort of archetypal open world game. Like, we know exactly what those games are going to play like and everything else, but I think Sony are making a play for just representing the, you know, for the players, for the heart of why you love gaming in the first place, and something like Insomniac are a very good dev to exemplify that too. So yeah, let us know anything down in the comments below. Did it shake you when Insomniac were acquired by Sony, and how much do you think they'll change going forward? For now though, I've been Scott from Occulture.com.
I've been Jeff from Occulture.com.
I'll catch you next time.
Bye. Do you think Sony will buy Remedy?
Oh god, yeah?
Yeah.
Max Payne joined Spider-Man?
I'd buy that.
Slow motion webbing?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.